Simen Hey, Tzuras Ha'Asius Viziunam Ubaivav Se'ifim. The Tzuras Ha'Asius and the Tagim upon them, there are six Se'ifim in this Simen. Aleph. Lechatchila Tzarech Lichtev Ksiva Noe. Lechatchila, when writing, a Sofer should write in a nice handwriting, Umiyusheres, it should be straight. Tama, Ushlema, the letter should be whole, Betunas Ha'Asius. Shalamduhu midivrei ha-Talmud u-midrashim v'kabbalah min ha-rishonim zal. The letter should be in accordance with the way that we were taught in the Gemara, the Midrashim, and how we were mekabel the Tzuras Ha'Asius from the Rishonim. Aval im shina, but if one made a shinoi in a Tzuras Ha'Ais, lo-ipasal, that will not passel the letter, elim kain, hifsid Tzuras Ha'Ais, k'may she-yizbar. That will only be a problem if he has a hefsid in the Tzuras Ha'Ais, what we call a shinoi tzura, as will be explained. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkot and Aleph. Ksiva Noah u'miyusheres. The ksav should be nice and straight. Ayin le'el simin gimel sifkot and dalet. That over there, he discussed the fact that the kulmus should produce a straight and clear ksav. Kosev v'sefer chasidim simin tof ayin tes. V'zeh l'shainai. Im kosev adam sefer yofi. If a person wrote a pretty sefer, because of daf she'enei kol kach yofi, and there's one daf in the sefer which is not as nice as the other dafim, k'may shar hadafim, afal pi she'en baitos, even though there's no mistake in this less nice daf, im chafetz, should he desire, yasir oisei hadaf, he can take that out, v'yignois, and he can begin as it, v'yichtev acher yofi, and he can produce another one in its stead, which will be nicer. Ve'ein loymer oiver mishum bal tashkis, and don't say that by being goynes this daf which is in good condition, he's oiver on bal tashkis. Lekach nemer zekeli van veyu. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of zekeli van veyu. V'chein melech poritz geder, and also a melech can be poritz geder. Shenemer v'chulei ve'ein loymer oiver mishum bal tashkis. What this is referring to is that there's a halacha. It's brought in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that a melech is allowed to knock through other people's property in order to be miyasher his drachim, that it should be easier for him to go to war. And we don't say that by being mafsid all that property, that there's a problem of baltashchus. So too over here, the end of Zekeli van Veyu justifies the means of getting rid of the daf, which is not as nice as he wants it to be. Halacha Beis. Elu hein tmunas ha'isius. This is what the letters are supposed to look like. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkotin Beis. Elu hein tmunas ha'isius. Hatakti mishulchanor sha'agoin mirener of Shneir Zalman balatanya zatzal. I am copying the Tzuras ha'isius from what's called the Shulchanor HaRav. Ubiktsas mekaimais misvarim acherim, sometimes from other svarim, kasher ershaim. When I do bring it from a different sefer, I will let you know. And if you want to know the Kabbalistic meanings behind the Tzuras Ha'Asius, have a look in the Levush that he discusses the Kabbalah aspect of the Ha'Asius. Regarding Ksav Velish, it's a little bit different than what we are going to describe over here. That he mentions the fact that Ksav Velish is different than the Ashkenazi, standard Ashkenazi ksav. Re'isi b'sefer l'David emes, from the Chidah, shehetek min sefer moiruk tzia, that he copied the Tzuras Ha'Asius, Tmunas Ha'Asius miksav hahu, the Sfardi Tzuras Ha'Asius, the Chidah copied from Rabbi Yaakov Emden sefer moiruk tzia, u'b'sefer kosav, and at the end, he writes over there, v'zeh l'shaynai, ha'shinuyim sheyesh ba'Asius bein ha'Sfardim v'Ashkenazim, yesh smach l'kulam b'sisrei Torah. They all have a smach in Kabbalah. Meir Rav Chaim Vital, Mishem HaRiza, Zatzal, Adkan L'Shoinai. V'anoichi, hinei loy ha'atakti tmunus ha'hen, says the Kesis, I did not copy these Sfardi Sha'isiyas, ki b'medina senu loy nogu b'ksav zeh, because we don't use the Sfardi ksav. The Ashkenazim use the Ashkenazi ksav, and the Sfardim use the Sfardi ksav. V'gam huzal, and even Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself, kefi anira loy brir loy tmunus ha'hen, he didn't have the Tzuras Ha'Asius Asfardius so clear. Kol kach shekosav da Asayfrim Hasfardim Yivchanu imhem kisvarim akadmoinim shenechtevu mimumchem. The Chidah actually mentions himself, after copying from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that it should be checked to make sure that this ksav is similar to the Sfaradi ksav of the Sfaradish Sofer Mumchim from previous generations. Kosav b'shari tshuva simin lam abesiv katan aleph. The Shari Tshuva writes as follows: U'b'inyan tmunas ha'isiyas v'atagin ha'mavur sham b'kisvei ha'arizal. Regarding the tzuras ha'isiyas and the tagim, which are explained in the kisvei ha'ari, ro'i l'soifrim yirei Hashem, she'yilmedu oisam ish mipi ish. It's appropriate to learn them from a rabbi. Dehainu she'yivchar la'atzmai sofer mumcha u'boki, she'yilamdeu mipe lo'ozen v'gam yir'uhu. One needs a Rebbe who will teach him letter by letter exactly how each thing is meant to be done. It's not like those who are saimach on themselves to write with grace of kavanas beside Hashem, and they don't know what they're talking about. They just copy from what they saw in the Sefer Matzah Shimurim. They make believe, like Kielu, that's what they're doing. Ukadayim misvarim shenivcheru binyan zeh, sheneschabru binyan zeh, v'heim edamim ba'atzmam, and they talk into themselves, shemaitzin adavar metukun, and they talk into themselves that they're putting out a gevalda gazach. The reality is, v'tov mider chaskel ki sichlam kotten mehochil oimekadvarim. These people have gone astray, and they are unable to understand the depths of what they're really doing. Umishalei kibel asanyanim al buryam, somebody who does not have a proper Kabbalah, mutivloi shalei yachnis as atzmei klal azeh, he shouldn't get involved in such kavanas bichlal, v'yichtoi b'loi kavanas, better to write without kavanas. Mikol mokim yochel adaktik lasis betunas ha'esi yashakos v'soifim v'fursamim anshei Hashem v'anshei Maisa, but he could still be careful to create the letters in the way that the Sefer Mefursamim created them. Ukamaisha Kozav, Maram Zakuta. The Maram Zakuta is the author of the Kol Ramaz. We also mentioned in the Lishkas of Cotton Aleph and Simon Aleph a letter from the Maram Zakuta, Ubebirke Yosef, Seif Simon Chof Hei, that he says, Sheyesh Ledaktik B'maisa, Hamitzvah, Sheyu Kisidron, Ukamishpotan. The Birke Yosef says that a person should make sure to do mitzvahs properly, Avshe Ein. Even though a person doesn't understand the depth and the meaning and this mystical meaning behind what he's doing, nevertheless, he should still do the mitzvah properly. Because the mitzvah causes a reaction upstairs. Even though the person doing it doesn't have the precise kavana that he's supposed to have. Rather, person should just be mechaven a general kavana, sheyechaven sheyase hamaisal yedei mitzvah selikov ayin sham, that is doing the mitzvah al pi what Hashem wants him to do ayin sham al kadlan shayne, that this is what will cause the positive reaction in shamayim, even without making believe that somebody knows the kavanas when really he does not understand what he is doing. Ois aleph. The nekuda ha'elyona of the aleph should be similar to a yud. And it should have an oiketz lamala on the top of the yud. Should be an oiketz going upward. There should be another oiketz on the bottom of the yud, miyamin, coming out of the right side of the guf of the yud. Hanegeh begag ha'aleph, which is what is going to attach it to the center part of the aleph, v'im lav, and if one does not have that oiketz, psula, it is going to be posel kamoshe yizbar. This will be explained. V'yud zu tzarech liyas l'chatchila shetehei poneha im ha'oiketz shalamala hafuch ktsas klap imala. The yud that we are discussing should be tilted slightly upward. The Kabbalah me'achosid, there's a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, shetehei regel yud zu nagas l'chatchila be'emtsa gaga. Where is the makim that it should be attached? We mentioned that there's a leg on the right side coming out of the yud, which is attached to the center of the aleph. So where is it attached? It should be attached l'chatchila in the middle of that centerpiece of the aleph. V'loy b'kotzeyu, and not at the bottom of that centerpiece on the right side. Rather in the middle. V'soif hagag shel tzad yamin, that bottom side that we just mentioned, tzarech l'chatchila sheyei okum ktsas klapei mala, should be curved a little bit upward, v'lo yehei okum harbei, but not too much. Unakuda hatachtoina regarding the bottom yud, the bottom nakuda of the aleph, pa'amim shetmunasa kedalit ktana, sometimes it's not a yud, rather it looks like a dalit, ktana hafucha, an upside down dalit, al pi hasoid. This is based on Kabbalah. V'chein tzarech liyos b'tfilin, and that's the way it should be in tfilin, like a dalit, al pi Kabbalah sa'arizal. Upa'amim shetmunasa gamken kiyud, tluya begaga, sometimes it's like a regular yud hanging by its head. V'lachein l'chatchila tzarech shiyehela oikets katan, l'tzad yamin l'mata, and therefore it should l'chatchila have a regel on the right side like every other yud. V'al pi hasoy tzarech shiyeh oikets zeh, mechuvin keneged ha'oikets ha'elyon she'al ha'yud ha'elyona. And this right leg of the bottom yud should, al pi kabbalah, be lined up keneged the koitz above the top yud. Im yudei ha'alef noigin begaga, dehainu bekav ha'emtzoi, yoyser min haroi, in a case where the yudei ha'alef are stuck to the middle kav, more than they are meant to be, ayin lekamon simen ches, where over there the entire discussion of a kav moshech b'shava takes place, and how much one needs to take off in such an instance. Im kasav yud ha'elyona hafucha kazeh, what if someone wrote the yud ha'elyona of the aleph backwards? Im efshe letakin benokel yetakin. If it can be fixed easily, so he should fix it. Chuvas my remarat chai v'noyde b'Yehuda. If you look in those two chuvas, you'll see that they discuss the case of the backward yud on the top of the aleph. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sivkotin Gimel. V'echod lamata miyamin. There's another koitz on the bottom right side. V'madura kama kasavti shi'yeh lo gam oiket smoli lamata kamo yud ma'amish kamo shikosav v'sholchan aruch hanal. In the madura kama of this sefer, kesa sefer, I wrote that aside for the regel on the right side, like every yud is meant to have, so too it should have a koitz on the bottom left, and indeed that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. After I wrote that in the madura kama of the sefer melech ha'shamayim kosav shalei matzach over b'za, he wrote that he couldn't find anybody else who held that you need what we call today a kutzah shel Rabbeinu Tam or a kutzah shel Yud. V'hinei b'shulchan aruch hanal, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Tzion, he writes, Kein mashma b'magen Avram, simin lamed beis sifkot mechav tes. He says that, what's his makar for saying that you need a kutzah shel Yud? His makar is the magen Avram in sifkot mechav tes. U'be'emesh kein mashma shom, and if you look in that Magen Avram, itake is mashma that the yud needs a kutzah shel yud. V'kein kasev shama prima gadim, and the prima gadim also says that yudin shala aleph kemin yud mamish im kutzay hasmalas l'rabenu tam. So you have a Magen Avram and a prima gadim that do seem to say that. Mikol makam, so even though I do have backup for writing what I wrote, and the melech shamayim is not correct when he said shalei matzah chaver b'zeh, mikol makam lahalocha, nearly kabal melech shamayim, that it's not necessary to make that kutzah shel yud. Ki kol ha'poiskim le'kosvu rak shetehe ke'en yud, because the poiskim just say that it needs to be ke'en yud. It doesn't say that it needs to be mamash yud. And if it just needs to be ke'en yud, so you're not going to need a kutzah shel yud, kutzah shel Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkotin Dalid, hafuch k'tzas klape mala, the yud should be tilted upward. Ba'alfa base of the Rebbe Kiva, in the alphabet of Rabbi Kiva, it says, it asks, why is the Yud facing upward? So that's the remez behind the idea that the Yud on the Aleph should be tilted upward. Ois beis, tzarech lizor b'tag shel achareha l'rabba sheloi teheniris kechof. You have to be careful with the spitz on the bottom back of the bays, that it should not look like a chaf. V'imniris kechaf psula. In other words, you have to be careful to make a spitz, because if you're not going to make a spitz, it could look like a chaf. And if a taka looks like a chaf, it's not going to be kosher, it's going to be psula. The imsafik, what if you're not sure if it looks like a chaf or a bays? Marin latinoik, k'mayshi yisbara b'simen vav, over there is discussed all the halachas of she'elis tinoik. Ulechat chila, tzarech sheyehela begaga mitzad yamin oikets katan noita letzad yamin, should have on the head, on the right side, a small koitz tilted back to the right, oikets katan mitzad smile, and another oikets on the left of the head of the beis, zakuf lamala, going straight up. In other words, again, the one on the right should be tilted to the right. The one on the left should be going straight up. Al pi ha-kabbalah yehela okev of lemata, on the bottom, it should have lechatchila al pi kabbalah a thick heel, ki tmunasa kamay dalet techkaran shel vav, because the tzura of a beis in Kabbalah is the tzura of a dalet in the neck of a vav. So if it's in the neck of the vav, al kain tzara shehela zavis lemala shetehei kamay dalet. So because it's a dalet in the neck of a vav, so for the dalet you need a spitz on the top right, va'akev toiv lamata, and you need this heel on the back right, sheyehei b'makim reisha shel vav, which will be in the place of the reish of the vav. V'yehei arka v'rachba k'gimel kolmasin, the overall size of the beis should be 3 kolmasim, v'reichav chalala k'ayvei kolmas, so says the Darkei Moshe. Look in the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkotin Hei, mitzad yamin, b'kuntris hari baruch sh'amar, in the kuntris of the Ri Baruch Sha'amar, Asher Hetek HaBeis Yosef, that's what we know as the Alpha Besa of Rabbi Yamtiv Litman, that the Beis Yosef brings. Hevi Asa Yerushalmi, the Masechtas Chagiga. He brings the Yerushalmi in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph of Masechtas Chagiga, that says the following. Ma yesh lo lebeis, shnei oiktsim, echad lamala, ve'echad lachayrev. Why does the Beis have two oiktsim, one on top, that's on the left, which is going straight up, and one on the back, right, which is tilted to the right? The reason is because Imer Labez mi baracha, who created you, Mar Lahem ba'ikza shel mala, he points upwards to Hashem Yisbarach. Uma Shemai, and what's the one who created you, what's his name? Mar Lahem ba'ikza shemeachereya, letzara aleph, he points towards the aleph, Echad Shemai, the one who created me, his name is Echad, the one Hashem. Ois Gimel. Tzara sheyehei roisha av v'regal yamin yehei dak lechatchila v'yoyed lamata ma'at yoyzer miyerech smoil. The head of the gimel should be thick, and the regal yamin should be lechatchila thin, and it should go down lower than the left regal. V'yerech smoil, and this left yerech that we're talking about, loytia akuma, it should not be bent, ela meshucha b'shov, it should be straight. Now, once you have this straight left piece, then umugbas ktsas klape dalid lechatchila. You tilt it upward a little bit towards the dalid lechatchila. The Kabbalah bidei Rabbi Seinu Harishonim zal sheguf hagimel yiye kamoi zayin sheyimshach regel yamin meemtza harosh v'loy mikatzeo kamoi bevav. We have a Kabbalah from the Rishonim that the tzura of the gimel is that the yerech comes out of the center of the gag like a zayin, unlike a vav, where the yerech comes out of the right side of the gag. V'chein kol rosh yismal sheba isi yashatnes gets. And indeed, that's the way all the isi yashatnes gets are meant to be. Yudoimin lezayin. V'al kein ha-tagin sh'alein nikru ziyunim. They're all like a zayin. And that's why the tagim above them are called ziyunim. Aval kabbalas ha-rizal einai kein. K'mo ishi yisbar. Kabbalas ha-rizal is not so. V'yerech smal tein amucha. There's another din over here that the yerech smoil of the gimel should be low. In other words, if the shura comes down X amount, so the yerech smoil should be below the shura. For what purpose? Because that way the next letter will be adjacent to the head of the gimel, which we'll explain. Eitzel nun. We have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that when you write a vav after a nun, kfufa, yichtevena betoich kfifas hanun. You write the vav inside the kfifa of the nun. Kedei lahasmich rasheim, that way the reish of the vav and the reish of the nun will be adjacent to each other, meaning that the meishav of the nun is below the vav. Zeh eitzel zeh, the rashim will be adjacent to each other. V'hu adin begimel, the same din will apply to a gimel as we just mentioned by a nun. What about the kshiyichtav chaf pshuta etzal tzaddik? What about when you write a chaf pshuta after a tzaddik kfufa? So over there you have a problem that since the chaf pshuta is long, unlike the vav which we were talking about before, it's not going to work. It's gonna bang into the meishav of the tzaddik. So in such an instance, toiv lakim tzavar ha-tzadik ma'at l'tzad yamin k'dei sheyakarev k'tzas chof ha-pshuta l'reish ha-tzadik. So then the etzah is, you tilt the tzavar of the tzadik backward to the right, and that way you'll be able to have the chof and the tzadik adjacent to each other. Aval blitzayrich, but if you don't have an ender letter, you don't have a letter coming down so low, like an enderchof, lo ya'akim shum ois, you should not bend any ois, and rather you should make the nun, the tzaddik, and the gimel all straight. That way it'll come below the shura, and you'll put the other ois inside of it. Kikein kabbalah meharishayim. That is the Kabbalah that we have from the Rishonim. Shiyu kulam ba'amida. They should all be straight, standing, pshutim, v'loy mutim, not tilted. V'loy liyamin, v'loy lismoil. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkat and Zayin, k'dei lahasmech oitzei sol reisha. We want the heads adjacent to each other. Kein sarach loymar. It should say the word lahasmech. V'chein ubeveis Yosef. V'shulchan aruch hanal and the shulchan aruch harav nitbas k'dei lahamshich. It doesn't say k'dei lahasmech. It says k'dei lahamshich. V'hu tos, and that is a mistake. Ubiyor ha'inyan hu, the pshat is what we were discussing a moment ago. Ki hayu noyegin lichtei v'sanun ha'kfufa moyshava ha'tachtein moshuch l'tzad smoil. They would make the moyshav of the nun stretch towards the left, yoyser min ha'roish, more to the left than the roish of the nun. K'dei hashir shem tifshot tehei nun pshuta. The reason why they would make it more to the left is because they wanted it long enough that if you would straighten it out, it would be the length of a nun pshuta, which is the shir lechatchila of the nun. V'cheinim hayu kaisen es hatzadik ha'kfufa k'dil kamon, they would do the same thing. V'im hayu kaisen es hanun oy es hatzadik ha'kfufa shavu l'shar ois ba'arkai, if it would be the same length as the rest of the shura v'lo yoyser, oz im hayu saimchim ois acher aleihem balkarcha shahayu tzrichim laharchik lamala k'goin the picture. V'zeh einay nochen. In other words, if the nun and the vav are going to be the same length, so the moishev of the nun is going to bump the vav over, and there's going to be a space between the head of the vav and the head of the nun. Ayin lekamon simen zayin siftes, that over there he says that if the oisius are not smuchim lemala, it's a psul. V'lachein atakone hi sheyasa oisan yoiser arukos. What's the etza? You make the nun longer, the tzaddik longer, the gimel longer. Ki oz yochel hasmech esa ois hasheni gam lemala k'goin, the picture that you see. So the gimel is the same as the nun and the tzadi. It's more to the left than the head. Because the tzura of a gimel is really like the tzura of a nun, with just a little chupchik sticking out on the bottom right. And it would seem that that's also the pshat in the word pashta. The fact that it used the word pashta shows that it should be moshuch a little bit to the left. In order that the roshim should be adjacent to each other. But lamaisa, after all this arichas, the bottom line is this is not our minig. Ela keda sefer ha'eshkol. What we do is like the eshkol, which is the alpha besa hachamishi, which is brought like Haman Sifkat and Chav Beis when he discusses the Ois Nun, Ayin Sham, Ukadas Arias Kandrani, and according to the Arias Kandrani, that's the way it's meant to be.